There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast.
Woo! Hello, beloveds. Happy Wednesday. I'm hoping that you are midway to your weekend and having a great weekend or a great week. You got to excuse your girl. She's a little sleepy because I had the most exhilarating day today. And I'm also excited because it's Ask Riley Day, the day where I talk about things that you want to talk about and you make my job really easy. Before I get into those questions, today was a very big day for me because I spoke on a panel where I was in front of an all new audience that was so amazing and so welcoming. I was a part of Conversations with Women in Media and Entertainment. And this was a panel that was put on by this amazing organization. It's such, just such an incredible honor to have been a part of this. Okay, so it was Conversations with Women in Media Entertainment, and it was hosted by the DC Office of Cable Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment. That is a mouthful and a half. But when I first went to open this DM asking me to be a part of it, I was like, I double took, whatever. And I was just like, what? Y'all want me? Wait a minute, what? And it's so crazy how sometimes me, your We Got This Girl, the one that always talks about manifestation and all things being possible, I was just like, well, why would y'all want me? And what's funny is I have been really wanting to sort of break into, you know, and dabble in a little bit of like the TV side of things, because I don't ever want to be pigeonholed to one medium again. I want to be in all things and always have room for growth and not just say, okay, this one avenue is the only thing I'm going to do. I want streams of income coming everywhere. I want streams of inspiration coming from everywhere. I want streams of creativity coming from everywhere. So this was like a godsend to me. And when I was looking at it going, why me? Oh, that's right. Universe sent that one. Because I always say this too in my manifestation seminars, that I'm just like, don't slap away the blessings that are sent to you, that you manifested, that you think are too good to be true. Because that is the number one killer of dreams and hope and drive and all that. That's when you get the toddler syndrome and manifestation that I always talk about, that because I have a 3-year-old, when that 3-year-old is like, mom, and then finally mom's just like, what? Do you think mom wants to give that 3-year-old anything that they want at that moment? So it's kind of the same thing, that it's like when you want to bug the universe, she don't want to give you something right away. And also just enjoy the ride. You have to enjoy each stage of life where it is. And I'm preaching to myself here because I was not great at doing that lately. But among the people that were on these panels were just some pretty incredible women. Now, understand that I've done panels before, but it's been 90% men at times. And sometimes it was like 70-30 or 60-40. And it's not like I am saying, like, you know, men on panels can't be so influential as well. I mean, most of the mentors I had in radio were men, but it's so nice to see such powerful female voices in one room. So it was LaToya Foster, the director of the DC Office of Cable Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment, Angie Ange. God, radio personality. She is amazing and so chill. It was Ramon Bain, celebrity publicist. Now, oh my God, the like roster of people she had, has had. Oh my God. Like I was blown away. I was starstruck. Then there was Carrie Budoff Brown, senior vice president, politics, NBC News. That was one of the ones that I was like, ooh, am I in the right room? And then Tamia Haddad, she's president and CEO of Haddad Media. Jeanette Reyes, oh God, it was the first time I've ever met her. And she's a social media influencer now. She's crazy big on TikTok and Instagram, but she was also on Fox 5. She was an anchor. And the story that she told about like getting all of these offers from Fenty and Nike and Target and being in her job at Fox 5, and she loved it, but she couldn't accept other opportunities for growth because of it. Yeah, you know, you're under contract or it's a conflict of interest or whatever it is. I get that too. And she did say that she got that, but it was also, you work so long and hard for these coveted jobs in news or entertainment or radio, just media in general, and you think that that's the only place you're supposed to be. You think that is the end all be all. That's the Mecca. And it isn't always. And she even went further as to say, like, I wanted to help my family even more, you know, send money to them and help them more, because that was her mission in life, to help her family in a big, impactful way, more than she was already doing. Like, I just, oh, she was such a gem, such a gem. I mean, Denise Rollard Barnes, she's the publisher and owner of the Washington Informer. She has been in this industry forever. Her father was the owner before her. She's been through so many ups and downs. Dominique the Diva, radio personality on WKYS 93.3 FM. She was a doll. She was so welcoming and so warm. Tracy Wilkin, she's an investigative reporter for News 4. Maureen Ume, she's an anchor and reporter for Fox 5 Mornings. Like, these are all people that I want to be in the same creative spaces with. And Elisa Gale, she's a reporter for DC News Now. Dr. Vicki Johnson, oh, she was the first woman that I walked in to greet. And she's a host on Soul Wealth DC Radio. And she just, oh my God, she put me at ease immediately. And then there was Cicely Fernandez. She's host We Are Washington, DCN. Like, I just can't get over the group of women that I was around. And our panel today was last. And I was really nervous throughout the day. And because it was me speaking in a new space, I was just like, are they even going to want to hear what I have to say? Do they even know me? And most of them didn't. And I actually kind of love that. I kind of loved that everybody was like, who is this chick? But then when I opened my mouth, it was like, okay, I got him. And I had to remind myself as I was speaking about inspiration to the audience that I have a story. Like, I have something to say. And what I say usually means something. And that's not me gloating. That's just, this is what I do now. This is my main source of wanting to connect through whatever radio waves, podcasting waves, TV waves, whatever waves there are. And I had to, you know, shoulders back, chest up, and believe in myself, and also convey that strength and that positivity and that like forward motion. You know, I mentioned today in the panel my good old saying of pivot and prevail, you know, because they were saying like, what advice would you give to someone that's been in your shoes? And I was like, you know, you got to jump no matter what. You know, because if you fail and you fall, okay, you fell and you failed. But if you fly, you fly. And I felt like I was flying today. I really did. I felt like I was absolutely flying. And it was just so exhilarating. Like, I mean, supposedly they wanted to bring me back for some more things. And it was just, I made some connections. I am most certainly on a little bit of a high today. So I'm really excited about it. And for those of you that were following along with the outfit saga, like, I did what I said I wasn't going to do, of course, and I manifested issues because I was thinking about, oh, I don't have an outfit, I don't like it, da da da. And sure as heck, I really did go back into my closet, and of the shoes, The pants, the bodysuit, all of that was in my closet. The jewelry. The only thing that I wore was the jacket that originally I didn't like. But then when I put it on again, you can see the pictures on my Instagram at Riley Couture. But I was like, this is it. Okay, I'm not going to stress about the makeup. I'm not going to stress about the hair. And when I got there, I didn't care. I was so enthralled by the energy around. I was so enthralled by meeting new people and connecting in new ways and hearing other women's stories of inspiration. I damn near cried a couple of times, and I was the only one in there boohooing. But you know what? It wouldn't be me if there weren't some tears and lashes ruined, you know? So thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that has sent me like well wishes and has been excited for me. I'm hoping this is only the beginning to a lot more things, a lot more doors opening up. So yeah, let's get into this whole Ask Riley thing that we normally do around here, these parts on Wednesdays. One person said, girl, where did you get that outfit from? Looking fierce. Can't wait to hear how it went. So the pants that I was wearing were actually Goodwill. I thrifted those a long time ago because when it comes to black jeans, I wear them constantly and I go through them so quickly that it's just like, I don't like spending a bunch of money on a good jean staple that doesn't fade, especially if it's black, is great. I will spend money on that. But if it's just an everyday jean, it's something I'm gonna throw on and I don't care if it fades, I am not above going to a thrift store because you can find some of the best stuff there. The shoes that I wore, they were pointy toe black heels, but it was like a curve to the front toe. On one side of it, it had like the PCP, not the plaid piping, just like the not Lucite, it was plastic on the side, and they look good. They were high. They were almost like a mirror of the So Kate Christian Louboutins, but they don't hurt as much. And for me being in those shoes all day today, they were actually pretty cool. I got them from Miss Lola on Instagram, Miss Lola Official, for like $14. Funny story about this. I had to park like around the corner from the venue today, and it was the Eaton DC. Such a nice, oh my God, it's so swanky in there. But I had my old Adidas slides that I was walking down. I was walking down whatever street I was on in DC because I'm very directionally challenged. I don't go to DC a lot, but with my stilettos in one hand and wearing my slides, and people must have thought I was on the damn like walk of shame in the middle of the day. Remind me one day to tell you guys about my walk of shame story. I don't know if my husband would like that. Maybe I shouldn't. But I was like, okay, well, what do I do with these? I don't really want to throw them away, but they're old. I'm not walking into this venue with a pair of old ass Adidas slides that have been through, you know, more trauma and dirt than I can imagine. So I put them by the bike rack and I was like, I hope they're still there. I felt weird doing that, but I was like, I'm going to pick them up. I just didn't want to walk in there with this and I didn't want my feet to be cramping for the rest of the day. They were there when I got outside, so it's not like I littered or anything, but you do what you got to. I need to go get another one of those pair of like those foldable flats that you can just put in your purse. I used to have a couple of pairs. I don't know what I did with them. But the top that I was wearing, the bodysuit, I'm like switching that conversation because like, oh, this is weird. The bodysuit was also, was it Amazon? Yeah, that was Amazon like 4 years ago. It was just a simple scoop neck bodysuit, but it was like really good material. And it was one of those bodysuits that didn't have the snaps in the crotch. I hate those because that hurts after a while. That Gucci belt I was wearing was definitely faux Gucci. I don't remember where I got that, to be honest with you. That might have been Amazon years ago before they stopped selling faux stuff like that. Whoops. The jacket that I got, it was the houndstooth print jacket. It would look like an actual like fitted blazer or crop fitted blazer, but it's really not. It was just like thin material, which I like. And it had like a little bit of a puff sleeve to the top. $17. So if you're not familiar with it, Sweaty Rocks is a shop on Amazon. They also have a website, but I always buy their stuff on Amazon. It was $17. DM me, I'll send you the link. Another question was, have you ever thought about including fitness segments in the podcast? Yes. So I've done a few of those. If you look a little bit further down with my husband, Marshall, who has a degree in exercise science, I kind of want to know more though. Like what more would you want to know fitness wise? Because I've had a few people asking me to like put together programs for them. And my husband can do that because like I said, he has a degree in exercise science and has a few clients. But I'm never comfortable with advising people what to do in the gym as far as actual programs, because I would never want you to get hurt. I would never want you to think that I'm an actual trainer. I can give you ideas. And truthfully, a lot of times people don't like to hear the truth about that, because most of what you do in the gym is either accelerated or negated by your diet. And a lot of people don't like to hear that. And I don't like to be the bearer of that news. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't come to Really Riley. But I would love to do more fitness segments and have Marshall on and talk about them. We've done a couple of them on gym etiquette. I think I've done a few of them on taking up space in the gym. But I think if I was to do one, if you want me to, I will. I'll do one on taking up space in the gym. I actually will write that down, because me and my ADHD self will forget that. Taking up space in the gym. Okay. But yes, I have done a few if you want to scope out those. I think those are more in like early season two, like mid season two, or scattered throughout season one. But I am trying to get even further back into my fitness game, because I'll always like, fitness is a way of life for me, and there's ebbs and flows just like anything else. But I think the ebbs have been harder lately because I'm launching two businesses and I have two growing boys. But that doesn't mean I'm giving myself the excuse to quit. It's just I have to regain the sense of no excuses type attitude with it. And then that's a lot of reasons why I wane away from giving so much advice via fitness, because it's a personal journey. And I like sharing mine a lot. So if you really want me to, I will go further into that. One person said, you're amazing. Thank you. You're more amazing. Someone said, what's the most nervous you've ever been, and how did you ever come it? And congrats on today. You're awesome and inspiring. Oh, I love you. The most nervous I've ever been? Oh, God. I get to just pick one. I think the most nervous that I've ever been was when I went to boot camp last year, morning show boot camp, which if you guys haven't heard that podcast, it's again in season three. I used to go every single year and speak on panels and radio rooms, and the panels there were very different from the panel today, and they were great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not. It was just a very different venue, a very different audience, and people that I kind of knew already before. So that's what was the terrifying moment of last year. Getting fired and being in the same room as some of the not so friendly ghosts and skeletons in my closet, and being there with a lot of people that I wanted to still impress and make proud, and tap dance on the line of walking in and being strong in my independence and not having fear within me, but also being human. And I actually get into this conversation with your girl, Jess Dutra of Kramer and Jess in Baltimore on Mix 106. I'm excited because she has some really cool insight about this conversation, about this topic, and she's going to be on either Thursday or Friday. Depends on how easily I can get those podcasts together, because I'm going to be putting video up now on YouTube of the podcast. So if you haven't checked that out, Really Riley Podcast on YouTube. But she gave some insight about this moment that I was so terrified to get up and be in front of someone that had done me dirty, very dirty. And it was the first time I was seeing that person since, getting fired. And I had to really think about this moment and what it meant for me. What was the pros and cons? What was getting up in front of a bunch of people that I completely respected and had admired and revered for my total, like most of my adult life and my career? It was like an embarrass myself. But in that moment, I was, we talk about it more with Jess, but I'll just give you the crux of it. So there's something called Battle of the Bits that they do every single year. And one of my skeletons in the closet was a moderator on that panel. And I know how big these panels are, especially talking about the one that I did today. And, being so still proudful of the ones that I did at Morning Show Boot Camp, it's a big moment for you. And in my head, I was like, okay, this is a moment where you get up and you tell a bit that you created on the radio and how it went and if it was good. And, at the end of the day, they give like prizes for the best ones. I wasn't trying to get a prize. But I remember being so fearful. But I had, when they asked the questions, I was like, I have so many ideas in my head from my old show that like were my ideas. They were. And I didn't want to miss out on that moment, more so because I was like, I feel this fear in me right now and I don't like it. I'm tired of being fearful. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of cowering to what is just fucking mine. And it was. And it was a great bit. So I was like, screw it. If anybody wants to think that I'm doing this maliciously, it's not about that. It wasn't about disrespect. And, you know, I felt like if somebody felt some kind of way about it, it kind of said more about them than it did about me. Because I just went up there and told the bit. I didn't say anybody's name. I didn't say anything disrespectful, but I was shaking because you could feel the room go, because it's not something that's done usually. It's usually just go quietly into the night and be about it. And maybe that's why I'm not in radio right now. But I wanted to reclaim myself in that moment because I the pros and cons list, there was one pro on that, that or con that I was like, if I don't get up here and do this for myself, I'm going to replay this moment in my head for the rest of my life as that moment that I still had fear over this situation, fear of that person, fear of the, like I said, the situation, fear of myself, fear of my abilities or lack thereof. I was like, no. At that point, I had nothing really more to lose. Did I think I was going to gain more from it? Not maybe in a professional sense, but in a personal sense. And I had lost so much of my personal sense. So in that moment, I really, for my kids, for my husband, for my heart, I had to go and just say, fuck it. And I got off stage and just, you know, walked away. I didn't gloat, whatever. And this one girl just looks at me and nods her head and gave me daps. And she was like, oh, that was dope. So yeah, when I talked to Jess, either Thursday or Friday, she goes more into it. And what she said, like legit, just, it made me cry. Like, I know I'm such a boo-boo ass, but it really did touch my heart to know that she felt so deeply about something that I said and that she carries it with her. Like I carry certain things that my mentors have said to me. I'd never realized how quickly my life was morphing into being this inspiration to people, but I will take it because y'all inspire me right fucking back. And it's mind-blowing to me how the ebbs and flows can be hard, but when it flows, man. And it's so beautiful to experience. I can't lie and say that there's not days that I cry myself to sleep or I can't sleep at all. And if you haven't, listen to the podcast below of Riley's Fave 5 Sleep Hacks. But those sleepless nights, you know, once I get a hold of those, I think things are going to be a lot easier. But everything I'm doing right now is worth it because in a year, I want to look back and be like, oh, you fucking did that. If you're scared, do it anyway. Jump. If you fall, you fall. But what if you fly? You know, I have that right there on my wall. What if I fall? But oh my darling, what if you fly? One of my We Got This Army, OG We Got This Army gave that to me. And also the Tough Times Don't Last, Tough People Do from my boy Drew, We Got This Army. Like y'all just get me through so much. And I always like to share these really big pivotal moments that I have. And who knows what experience and what opportunities are going to open through this. So I'm excited. You know, it's really cool to be in this space. It's really cool to have you guys along here with me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for always sticking with me through this. And if y'all could do me a favor, if you could like, share, subscribe and leave a review for the podcast, even if you have before, I'm here. I'm open to hearing like the new stuff, what you think about all the different ebbs and flows, like if you like it more, if you like it, the podcast less. But yeah, I want to get the word out with people as much as possible. And also, if you know any small businesses that would like to advertise, you can hit me up at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on the socials with any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to know at Riley Couture, RileyCouture, at Really Riley Podcast, and at House of W by Riley. That's my crystal intention candle business. And yes, there's a couple of things coming up in the way of probably a vision board event, maybe the first and only I do this year. But I also want to get your take on this before I leave you. What would you guys think about doing a virtual vision board event? Now, I know that that's not as up close and personal as the others, but I felt like if I did that, I could do more. And I know there's a lot of my Atlanta fam, my Florida fam, my Louisville fam, and just people that have like busy schedules that can't always get to where I'm at. I would still be sending you goodies in the mail and that'd be included with like your package, but it wouldn't necessarily be as big as the others. But you would still get that one-on-one time with me and, you know, House of W goodies to go with you. So DM or email me and let me know what y'all think about that, because I might be putting that in motion as well. But yeah, I love you guys so much and thank you for listening, and please be looking out for that Jess interview because she is just a gem of a human. And I'll also go check out the YouTube. And yeah, I love you guys longest. Thank you for listening. It's Really Riley.